While much of the Bible tells the history of the Hebrew people, their seeking after God and their victories and defeats, there are also stories that do no more than tell of man's faith and trust in God and of God's goodness to man. Such is the story of Samson, of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the story of Ruth and Naomi. There was among the Hebrews a man stronger than any man alive, named Samson, whom the Lord favored. The Lord commanded Samson never to cut his hair, for therein lay his great strength. So strong was Samson that with his bare hands he killed a lion, and with the jawbone of an ass he slew 1,000 of the Philistines who were his enemies. Now Samson loved a woman named Delilah, and the Philistines came to her and offered her a great sum of money if she could find out the reason for Samson's great strength. Therefore, to test his love for her, Delilah demanded to know of Samson what made him so strong. First, Samson permitted her to bind him with green willow stems, saying that he would then be as weak as any other man. But when she had bound him up, Samson at once broke free. Then he told her that should he be bound with new ropes that had never been used before, he would be as weak as any other man. But when he permitted Delilah to bind him thus, he at once broke through them like spider gauze. And so he teased with her. But when he saw at last that she was determined to test his love for her, Samson told her of the Lord's command that he never allow his hair to be cut. Lulling him to sleep, Delilah sent for the Philistines, and they shaved off the 7 locks of Samson's hair. She then awakened him, saying, "The Philistines are upon you." And when he rose up, his strength was like that of a child's, and they seized him and put out his eyes and condemned him to work at Gaza in the mill with slaves. Then did the Philistines glory in their triumph over Samson. And it came to pass that in time the hairs once more sprouted and grew on Samson's head. But the Philistines in their triumph did not heed it. Therefore, on a day of great celebration to their god Dagon, the Philistines cried, "Let us bring Samson to the temple that we might mock him before our God." And so, when Samson was fetched from the mill and brought into the temple, he spoke to the child who was leading him, saying, "Place me between the pillars which support the roof, so that I may rest against them, for I am tired from my labors." Then, when the Philistines mocked Samson and the God of Israel, Samson put his arms about the pillars and prayed to the Lord and said, "Remember me, O Lord God, and the days of my strength. Strengthen me again, that I may take revenge on my enemies for my 2 eyes." Then Samson bowed himself with all his might and drew together the pillars of the temple with his arms, and the roof of the temple crashed down upon the worshippers of Dagon, and the number that he killed at his death was greater than all that he had killed in his life.